You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday, and welcome to the second to last episode of 2025. So after this week's episode, we have one more episode left of the year, and then the podcast is going on its end of year hiatus, and we will be back next year after some much needed time off. I'm very much looking forward to that, coming back feeling refreshed, recharged, and just looking forward to a brand new year. As you can tell by the title of today's episode, I am sharing 26 things to do to prepare for 2026. I mentioned this, I think, in my last episode, that my new year doesn't really begin on January 1st. I like to ease my way into the new year. I do not subscribe to the pressure of feeling like I have to have my whole life together by January 1st. However, I have been slowly doing things in my life to help me prepare and ease my way into 2026. So I thought I'd share my list of things that I'm doing, I have been doing, I will be doing. This is just inspiration for you if you're looking for ways to be intentional with your new year. So I really hope that you enjoyed this week's episode, get some inspiration, motivation from it. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you don't have to let your overpriced phone bill suck the joy out of the holiday this year, because right now, all of Mint Mobile's unlimited plans are 50% off. You can get 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. It is their biggest deal of the year. I made the switch to Mint Mobile last year, and my only complaint thus far is that I didn't switch earlier. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and switching to Mint Mobile was so seamless as well. I was able to keep my same phone and number, and the service is just as good as what I had before. But I am saving so much more money. Turn your expensive wireless present into a huge wireless savings future by switching to Mint. Shop Mint Unlimited Plans at mintmobile.com/sundaypod. That's mintmobile.com/sundaypod. Limited time offer, upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. Taxes and fees extra, initial plan term only. 35 gigabytes or higher may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. Okay, let's get into the 26 things I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026. And as I mentioned, I am not forcing myself or pressuring myself to get through everything on this list by the end of this year. These are just things that I'm doing to slowly help me ease my way into the new year. So please do not pressure yourself and think that you have to do every single thing on this list. I am definitely being intentional with preparing for the new year, and I'm not treating this as just another box to check off my to-do list, not at all. So the first thing that is on my list, which I've actually already done, but it's doing an end of year review on 2025. And I'm going to be honest, I was not looking forward to doing this for this year specifically, because this year just did not unfold the way that I thought it would. And I was almost bracing myself for disappointment. But when I actually sat down and reflected on every single little thing that has happened this year, all the highs, all the lows, all the wins, all the losses, I ended up actually finishing my end of year review feeling so genuinely proud of myself, just feeling proud of the shifts that I made this year, the growth that I didn't even realize was happening, and just so proud of the way that I kept showing up for myself this year, even through all of the obstacles and challenges that 2025 brought me. And this is one of the reasons I love doing an end of year review. I feel like when we're just living life day to day, it's so easy to miss all of the changes that are happening. But when we take a moment to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, that is when we're able to see how much has changed, how much we've grown. I really encourage you, even if this year did not go as planned or you don't feel the best about 2025, take some time to reflect on this year and you might be surprised by the results. So the way that I like to do my end of year review is I like to start by revisiting each goal that I set at the beginning of the year. And instead of checking them off as a yes, I accomplished this goal or no, I didn't, I focus on the progress. So I ask myself, did I move forward at all with this goal? What steps did I take? And I think it's way more beneficial to measure success this way than having an all or nothing mindset, especially when it comes to our goals. And even if you didn't fully accomplish or achieve a specific goal this year, that doesn't mean you didn't make progress and you can't continue the goal in 2026. So the second thing on my list I actually already did as well, but it's doing a full life audit. And I know full life audits can be extremely overwhelming, having to check in with literally every aspect of your life and ask yourself, how do I feel about this area of my life? Am I aligned? Am I happy? Do I love the direction that I'm going in? And it can feel very daunting. So this is what we're going to do to make it less overwhelming, less daunting. What you're going to do is plan a date to yourself, grab your laptop, your iPad, journal, whatever you got, and go to your favorite coffee shop and plan to spend a few hours there reflecting on every single area of your life. And you can even do it with a friend if you want to make it into a cute coffee date moment. So these are the different areas that I like to review in my full life audit. And of course, you can adjust this accordingly however you want. But the first area is health and wellness. The second area is finances and career. The third area is my relationships, and that includes romantic and friendships, platonic relationships, work relationships, things like that. The fourth area is my personal life. So this could be like just how I feel in my day-to-day life, my hobbies, my routines, my relationship with myself, just things that have to do with my personal day-to-day life. And then the fifth area that I like to review is my home / environment. And so for each area, I ask myself, what's working? What's not working? What are my values here? And how do I want this area of my life to look and feel moving forward? So I did this just last week. I got myself ready, grabbed my laptop, my journal, took myself to my favorite coffee shop, and I spent a few hours there auditing every area of my life, asking myself every single question. And at the end of it, I felt very clear on what hasn't been working, the changes that I need to make. And I also got clear on how I want each area to look and feel moving forward. And after that, I honestly just felt so inspired for the new year and just ready to take control of my life, as I said. And yeah, this is very helpful to just do from time to time. I like to do full life audits at least once a quarter. I think it's so important to make sure that you're still on the right path, you're still focused on the right things, and what you're doing is working. Or if you know you need to make any adjustments, you can. So I personally like to do a full life audit at least once a quarter, but especially at the end of the year or beginning of a new year. The third thing I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is decluttering my physical space. I swear nothing can make me feel more stagnant or uninspired than my environment. And lately, my space has definitely been feeling stagnant, uninspiring, unmotivating. So I have been decluttering one area of my space every single week, and I'm talking every nook and cranny, from my bathroom drawers, my linen closet, my pantry, my coat closet, my kitchen cabinets, my office space. I have been doing one area a week just to not overwhelm myself, because I already know myself. I will take everything out from the drawers, the cabinets, the closets, and then feel completely overwhelmed. So to avoid that, I've just been sticking to at least one thing a week. I already did my kitchen pantry. Yesterday, I did my bathroom drawers. I did both bathrooms, and that already has helped so much. I really believe a clear space is a clear mind, and that is what I'm needing right now. And I think the end of the year is just the perfect time to declutter, deep clean, maybe rearrange your furniture to just start the new year with a clean and fresh space. On a similar note, my fourth thing on my list is organizing my phone and my digital files. I will admit that my digital life, my phone, my digital files and things like that tend to be neglected most throughout the year. So this is where I really need to clean out my inbox, unsubscribe from email lists, remove old contacts, delete photos, organize my files. I think your digital space impacts your mental space more than you think. And I am trying to curate my digital life the same way that I would clean and curate my physical environment. The fifth thing that I'm doing to prepare for the new year is cleaning out my social media. So unfollowing accounts that I no longer resonate with, removing people from my social media that I don't want access to me anymore, maybe archiving old posts that I don't really resonate with anymore. Another thing that I'm doing to clean out my social media feed is muting certain keywords or phrases that I no longer wish to see or hear about. I absolutely love this feature. I believe it's on pretty much all social media platforms. I know I can do it on Threads, Instagram, TikTok, if I'm not mistaken. So I have certain keywords and phrases that either trigger me, irritate me, or just things that I don't care to listen or hear about. I have those words muted, and it just makes my social media experience so much more refreshing. And on that note, I've also been just taking a lot of time off social media. These last few weeks of the year, I have been so off the grid from posting, scrolling, and just being on social media in general. It's honestly been so healing and therapeutic to log off from social media and log in into my real life and focus on the things that matter most right now and do what I need to do to help get my life together. So definitely decluttering our physical space, our digital space, our social media feed, because I do not want to go into the new year with anything that I don't want to see, hear, experience, or just with a messy environment. Okay, the sixth thing that I'm doing to prepare for the new year is to do the one thing that I've been avoiding all year. And this is not so much for me, but maybe an idea for you, because as someone who has spent all of 2025 trying to avoid the hard thing, but then doing it, I just have to say how liberating it is to not go into the new year with any heaviness weighing on me. I literally was so intentional this entire year with letting go, removing, saying what's on my mind, and making sure that I am not holding on to anything. I think it's safe for me to say that there's always that one thing that we've been putting off, whether it's a conversation that we need to have with a friend, or a hard boundary that we need to set, or a task that we don't want to face. And no, it might not be easy. It probably will be uncomfortable, but do you really want to step into the new year with that burden or that heaviness or that thing on your mind? The longer we avoid doing the hard thing, the more heavier and harder it feels. And I can genuinely say that I'm stepping into the new year without any lingering feelings, any heavy burdens, any heaviness on my mind. And it feels so good to step into the new year with a clean slate, a fresh start, and a clear mind. Okay, the eighth thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is scheduling all of my health appointments right away. I'm talking physical, dental, eye exam, blood work, hormone check. I do not want to wait until something feels wrong with me to get myself checked out. And I want to go into the new year knowing everything that is going on with my health. And I think that's also a great starting point and great information to have when planning your wellness goals for the new year. It's good to know what you're working with, what's going on with your body, what you need to focus on. That way you're actually planning intentional wellness goals. So I'm definitely scheduling all of my health-related appointments as soon as possible going into the new year. The ninth thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is reviewing my money habits. I don't know about you, but I am in my rich girl era, and part of that includes having healthy money habits, a positive relationship with money. And this is definitely something I want to unpack more into the new year as I do my own work with money habits and working on my money mindset even more so. But I think a great place to start is identifying your current money beliefs, reviewing your spending habits, and also getting getting clear on what your money goals are. And don't just get clear on how much money you want to make or save or invest. Get clear on what you want your relationship with money to look and feel like in the new year. So the 10th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is creating a joy list. And you can call this whatever you want. I think in 2025, I called it beautiful things that happened to me in 2025. So basically, I kept a running list in my notes app of moments that either brought me joy, something to be grateful for, or just something that happened in the year that felt special to me. And I think this is a great way to trick your brain into looking out for the positives in life and to practice more gratitude, because our brains are wired to focus on the negative. So I'm definitely going to continue this in 2026. The 11th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026, which is something that I started last year as well, but it's building a beauty / self-care maintenance routine for myself. I don't know who needs to hear this, but staying on top of your beauty maintenance, your self-care routines is a lot of work. So for me, that looked like simplifying and creating a consistent skincare routine, booking my monthly facials, my monthly massages, and scheduling my hair and my nail appointments and things like that. And this really helped me stay on track of those things and, of course, helped me feel good and my best throughout the year. And now that I think about it, I think staying on top of my beauty and self-care routines is what helped keep me going in 2025, despite all of the challenges and obstacles. So shout out to my beauty and self-care maintenance routines for keeping me going. Okay, the 12th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 and just overall have a better year is to pick one skill that I want to improve on or learn in the new year. So that's one thing that I'm committed to improving, learning, just adding to my belt of life skills, or, you know, a skill that could help improve my life in some way. And it doesn't necessarily have to be career related. It could just be something that helps you grow, better yourself in some way. And also, it doesn't have to be just one skill either. I am choosing one skill just to not overwhelm myself and to be realistic. But of course, if there are multiple skills that I want to learn, I will. Starting the new year, I definitely want to focus on one skill that I want to commit to. The 13th thing on my list is creating a better sleep schedule. In 2026, I am not playing when it comes to my sleep, okay? I am at the age where my body needs proper sleep in order for me to function the next day in the way that I need to. So I am not playing about my sleep anymore, and I haven't for a while. In these last few weeks, I've definitely been prioritizing getting a good sleep schedule down, unwinding properly. Your sleep directly affects your mood, your mindset, your productivity, and I have things to do in 2026, so I cannot mess around when it comes to my sleep schedule. I love gift giving, and my favorite types of gifts to give are ones that are thoughtful, practical, and meaningful, and Nutrafol makes it easy to do just that. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1.5 million people. Due to stress and certain lifestyle factors, I started to experience hair thinning and shedding for the first time in my life, and after adding Nutrafol into my routine, I've noticed major improvements in my hair health. It's one of the best gifts I've ever given myself, and this holiday season, Nutrafol is the perfect gift for anyone on your Christmas list, your mom or aunt who might be going through menopause, a friend who just had a baby and is experiencing postpartum hair shedding, your husband or father who relies on a baseball hat to cover up, or even yourself or anyone looking to support their overall hair health. It's probably not something you ever thought of as a gift, but trust me, they will be thanking you later. Gifting something that somebody actually needs instead of just another generic mug, gift card, or blanket is such a thoughtful and impactful way to show you care this holiday season. Give the gift of confidence this holiday season with Nutrafol. Whether you're treating yourself or someone on your list, visibly healthier, thicker hair is the gift that keeps on giving. Right now, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription, plus free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and use my promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw for $10 off. Okay, so the 14th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is to commit to one thing that supports my healing journey. So as I get into the busyness of the new year and, you know, have these new plans and these new goals, I want to make sure that I'm still staying committed to my healing journey, whether that's therapy, doing somatic work, inner child journaling. And one thing that I've come to realize about just my own healing journey is that healing doesn't always have to be this heavy, big commitment. Sometimes it's in the little things, like how you talk to yourself or going back to a hobby that your younger self used to love to do. Like for me, that's been coloring. So I'm just keeping that in mind as I focus on my healing journey. I don't want it to feel like this overwhelming, daunting thing, because that's not where I am in my healing journey. I should make that clear. I think it depends on where you are in your own healing journey. If you're still in the very beginning stages, you're still in the process of unpacking and unlearning, then maybe then your healing journey might look a little bit different than mine. Of course, there are moments that feel heavy and hard, but I can say, like right now where I am in my healing journey, it's a time where I get to have fun and explore and be a little bit more free. So I love that for me, but just keep that in mind. It depends on where you are in your healing journey. But I think at the end of the day, just committing to one thing that supports it. Okay, so the 15th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year is breaking my bad habits now. So I know when the new year comes around, everyone wants to somehow change their life overnight. And that's a big reason why a lot of people fail, is because they try to overhaul their entire life in a short amount of time. And real sustainable change takes time. And so before I even start adding a bunch of new routines and habits that I want to practice in the new year, what I'm doing right now is focusing on breaking the bad habits first and foremost. And sometimes I think letting go of the bad habits brings more progress than trying to add 5 new habits into the mix. Okay, so the 16th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is creating a no longer available for list. These are all the things that I'm done tolerating from other people, and most importantly, myself. So this goes for behaviors, patterns, certain treatments. These are just the things that it's an absolute no for me. And I swear, nothing says I love myself more, I know my worth, I'm done tolerating the bullshit more than having a list like this and standing 10 toes down on it. Even when you're tested, even when people try it, being able to say, no, I'm not available for this, I no longer tolerate this, and actually mean it and stand by it is like next level self-love, self-worth. And I can proudly say that I feel like I've reached this level of self-worth that I am just so proud of. The 17th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year is creating a wellness baseline. So these are basically my non-negotiable wellness routines that I'm committing to doing. And this is all about focusing on the bare minimum wellness habits that you know are not overwhelming for you and that you can show up for. So if you don't really have a wellness routine at the moment, you're not really consistent with any wellness habits, please do not try to go from zero wellness routine to trying to get 10K steps a day, working out every single day, cooking every meal from scratch. Be honest about where you are and build from there. The key in creating a wellness baseline, staying consistent, is to start small and sustainable. So if you are starting from nothing, maybe your wellness baseline could be cooking 3 times a week, maybe getting a 20-minute walk every other day. The point is to create a baseline that you can actually maintain and then let it naturally grow and build from there. Okay, the 18th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is refreshing all of my beauty and hygiene essentials. So basically throwing out any old products, expired skincare, washing all of my makeup brushes, replacing my loofahs and toothbrushes and things like that. This is something that we should be doing periodically throughout the year. But if I'm honest, I don't wash my makeup brushes as often as I should. I don't always throw out all of my products when they're old or expired. So definitely take some time before the end of the year, or you know, as you're easing your way into the new year, to clear out your beauty products, skincare, wash your brushes, replace, you know, things that need to be replaced. The 19th thing that I'm doing is treating myself to a spa day / massage. So the last few years I've created this ritual where sometime towards the end of the year I like to have a full-on spa day where I am resetting, recharging, just so I can start the new year feeling refreshed, feeling like my best. This is how I know I'm getting older, because I crave starting the new year with a clear mind, a relaxed body, a clean home, and And that's totally different than how I used to start my New Year's in my early 20s. But anyways, the 20th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is gathering all of my 2026 essentials. So getting my 2026 planner, setting up my calendar, my journal, pretty much any system that I use to keep my life organized, keep me productive, all of that jazz. I am gathering all of my essentials. And this is probably one of like my favorite things about a new year. It gives me back to school vibes and I just get so excited for the new year. The next thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year, and I think this is such a fun idea as well, is of course having a closet clean out. I think this is something we all do at the end of the year, but to turn it up a notch, I think what would be even more fun is actually either selling your clothes, or what could be even more fun is maybe having like a little swap party with your friends where everyone cleans out their closet. You get together and you swap clothes, and basically you can get a whole new wardrobe without having to spend any money. And you're also giving away clothes to someone who you know will use it and it's going to like a good place. So I think that could be really fun to do aside from the traditional clean out your closet at the end of the year, like have a little swap clothing party with your friends or even people in your community. I think that would be so fun and cute. Okay, so I have a few more things on my list. This is where we get into all the goal planning, the vision boarding, and all that good stuff. But before we even do that, the 22nd thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year is first getting clear on who I want to become next year. So before even setting any goals, before making a vision board, I am focusing all on my identity. So basically getting clear on what does the next version of you value? How does she show up? Who is she becoming? And getting clear on who exactly you want to be going into 2026. Okay, so the next thing on my list to help me prepare for the new year is to now get into setting my goals, creating my goals, and all that good stuff. My biggest tips when it comes to goal planning, goal setting, is keeping your goals clear and aligned with who you are becoming and how you want your life to actually feel like. So making sure whatever goals you're setting are true to your values, what you want out of life, and who you are becoming. The method in which you do that is totally up to you. So the 24th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year is to remove all distractions. We all know that building a new habit can take time. Working towards a goal can be challenging as it is, and distractions can make those things that much harder. So I will be setting myself up for success come the new year by removing any distractions that will prevent me from, you know, building a new habit or working towards my goal. So for example, if you want to eat healthier, delete the food delivery apps, clean out your pantry. If you want to save more money, avoid online shopping, unsubscribe from emails and things like that. Or let's say you want to focus better at work or school. Learn to put your phone on Do Not Disturb, mute social media notifications, have an organized space. Basically, remove any distractions and set yourself up for success. And the 25th thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for the new year, which is a common one, but it's having a vision board party / making a vision board. You can do a digital one or a physical one. I prefer physical vision boards. And when it comes to vision boards, I like to use photos that I could see myself taking or actually being in, if that makes sense. So like if I put a photo of a blonde haired white girl, that does not resonate with me because I am not blonde and I am not white. So I am going to choose photos that I resonate with in some way or that resemble me in some way. So that's just a little tip when it comes to vision boards. I like to be very specific with the type of photos that I use, the exact thing that I want to achieve in the year. And I like to use people that resemble what I look like and who I am or who I am becoming. And the last thing that I'm doing to help me prepare for 2026 is writing a letter from my future self. So I like to write a letter from my future self and I schedule it or set a reminder to read on December 31st, 2026, or whatever year we're stepping into. And basically in this letter, I like to write all of the things that we accomplished in that year, the blessings, what I experienced, and pretty much write as if everything that I want to happen in that year has already happened. I will either write it on paper, put it in an envelope, fold it up, put it away somewhere, and then set a reminder on my phone to read it on December 31st, 2026. Or if I choose to do email, I will, you know, write an email from my future self and I will schedule to send it on December 31st, 2026. And then at the end of the year, I can read everything I wrote and see what actually happened, what I experienced, and actually what from that letter came true. And I think this is just a great way to kind of manifest what you want to experience in the new year. But these are all the ways that I'm preparing for 2026. And I am honestly so excited for the new year. Even though 2025 wasn't it, it just makes me more excited to make 2026 10 times better. And these things are really helping me kind of get my mind right, prepare for what's to come, and I could not be more excited. But I really hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. I hope it brought some inspiration and motivation for you. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate if you could rate and give the podcast a 5-star review. Share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy today's conversation. And as always, I will see you Sunday.